What's going on, guys? Season 6, episode 227, episode 1. And guess what we got? Yep, they're here, guys. We finally got them. But you know you better choose that. Oh, there's a special guest today. But we got new merch, guys. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, I'll pay you like the $1.99 a month to get the extra footage we need for it after the podcast. These right here are half regular price right now. If you want to know, hit me up. Hit us up on the Facebook and our page right now in the comments. But enough about all the good stuff that we have. I got more stuff to show you right now, but I got a lot of other stuff that you're going to want to really step into. Are you ready for episode 227? What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewy Podcast. We are back. 2025. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. I know it's a way late, but either way, I'm telling you right now, golly, what an episode for you guys today. First of all, like I said, we got new merch for subscribers, half price. And not only this cap, also we got this little bad boy right here. Look at this. Boom. Different style with a new emblem. And on top of that, sí, ven el frío, papi. Ven el frío, ya sabes, mira. Mira, pa, mira. Let me show you real quick, mira. Watcha. No me caigas, this shut up, scare me one time, mira. Oh, bueno, mira. Look at that. Look at that, baby. It's nice and warm, too. I tell you, you can play Ghost if you like. No, me caigas, la cica, bro. Yeah, man, but, ooh, look at my hair. Somebody needs a haircut. but anyways, guys. Today's guest, so excited because I'm by myself today and I'm going to have a lot of fun walking out if there's anything left when we finish here in the studio. But if we have anything left, ladies and gentlemen, today in our podcast, we have Milo's Kettle Corn, baby, is back in the podcast with us, baby. Holy moly. What's up, buddy?
How you doing, sir?
What's going
on? Thank you.
Oh, my God, guys.
Happy New Year.
No, Happy New Year to you guys, man. I've been seeing a lot of stuff on your guys' Facebook page. You guys are traveling like everywhere, bro. You guys have been busy. You guys have been real busy. You've been rocking and rolling through the whole valley.
Yeah, we've been busy. The holidays were really nice to us. And we also did the last one we did. Our last show was El Fresco. Mm-hmm. Fresco is awesome here in Westaco, you know, so that was the last one we did, and then we took a little bit of time off, but before that, we've just been all over the place, you know, trying to stay up with the markets and other, you know, and the good events out there.
Right, and if you see the QR code right there, this is the new emblem. I know I haven't updated the new, I'm sorry, I haven't updated the new emblem. I apologize, which I like this one. It's more cartoony. I like it.
The new one. That's the one that we updated it. We came up, we're like the one that I had, kind of had like a more realistic look.
Right.
And then, you know, we tuned it out, and my wife, I'm like, hey, let's see if we can cartoon it. It came out pretty salió bueno.
It came out real good. And right underneath, you look very closely, proud sponsors of the Chew New Podcast, baby. Yeah, they are, bro. Proud sponsors, baby. But anyways, man, let's talk a little about business-wise, man. You've been busy. Actually, a lot of markets that I've seen you online that you've been doing. I like the fact that you go live when you're making
the popcorn,
man. That's what you grow. Talk about having a lot of saliva coming out of the mouth, bro. Why don't you stop, bro?
So I just set it up and do the little live. See how, you know, it comes out and stuff like that. Since I pre-pop a lot of my popcorn because I cannot do all these flavors on site. So then that's why. And I just, like, I like to go on live so they can see, you know,
how it's done.
Yeah. And it's a special popcorn. It's just not your regular movie popcorn that you get.
Right.
It's a special kernel, and it just pops at a certain temperature. And
yeah.
It's a little science behind it, pero está bueno. I mean, it's just, I like people to see what I do.
Right.
And it's a passion and love that I have.
Hey, Rick, Happy New Year to you too, brother. Nice to see you out there. Thanks for coming back, being a fan again. I mean, I've seen the process, the way you do it. Not only that, the flavors, the way you're mixing up new flavors. I know you had, I wanted to get my hands on that Grinch one.
So the Grinch one is only for December. So that's only seasonal. I have different flavors that I do once a month.
Right, like, right.
before that one, I was so busy in November. I also had the like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I didn't even get to do it. I made some.
Yeah.
And then
I think I got a bag. I went to the market when you were in, I think it was in Mission. Out there. I went out there and I bought a bag. Man, that bag, shoot, I had to fight my in-laws off of that.
The cinnamon, it's pretty good. It's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And then we did it for November. And then it finished, you know. And then we did the one for December, which is the Grinch mix, which is green apples, strawberries, and sweet and salty. And it's got a little hint of something in there, and it tastes really well. Man. We sold quite a bit of that, too.
Yeah.
People liked it. And still asking me for it. I'm like, really? You don't have it? Just like you said.
Well, give me something similar, or give me something I can mix it to come close. Sir, it's going to cost you four bags. Then give them to me. Super Bowl's coming, Papa.
No, that's right. Super Bowl.
Well, Super Bowl's around the corner, man. Super Bowl's around the corner.
January 19th, Popcorn Day, National Popcorn Day. That's on the January 19th. We're not going to be doing anything, but I just wanted to throw it out there. It's just National Popcorn Day. So it's just.
Day off.
That's what it is. It's my national day off. Right? Like, that's what I take it as like the post office. I'm off.
That's my government holiday.
That's
bro.
Right.
Be that's off. My day off. I don't want anybody texting me.
What is it? Popcorn Day. Popcorn now no work for me.
Then where's the popcorn? Make it yourself, Cabrón. I was coming back to what you're doing in the markets. Since the last time we had you on the podcast on here, we had a big outcome. A lot of people were asking where, when. Did any of these people that watched the show or did anybody say they
came? I had several followers come out, you know, that they saw us through here in your show. And then we got, hey, we saw you at the Chewing Eat show and podcasts and stuff. And good feedback, man. People just seen it. Thank you so much for the exposure. We really, really appreciate it.
And the pleasure was all ours, man, to have you on the pod and show us all these flavors you had, bro. And not only an honor to have you here, but God, my stomach thanks you too. It's keeping me warm for the winter we're in right now. No, but yeah, man, because when you stepped out and you were gone, but I came back, I was like, all right, guys, who's taking what? And then mine. We're like literally a popcorn fight. We're fighting with popcorn, dude.
They're all different flavors, man. Yeah, they're really, really good flavors.
Really
all
good. I know the wife likes the what's it called? The
signature one?
I can't think right now because there's so many flavors. The kettle corn, the original kettle corn.
Sweet and salty.
Sweet and salty. She's really likes the sweet and salty one, and she would tell me whenever you're here at Fresco or whenever you're out there, or if I'm heading out there and you're on the way, you're gonna go get popcorn? I go, yeah. Well, you know what I like. I go, yeah, I know what you
sweet
like.
Sweet and salty. That's the basic of what starts all my mm-hmm. fun stuff. You know, there's sugar and salt. That's what it is. It's your traditional.
Right.
But I go the extra mile, make sure that I get you the best round popcorn that I get, crispiest you can do it. So I go the extra mile just to make sure I give you the best.
Right.
Every batch.
The cheesy popcorn, the one you said you did it with, I think it was macaroni cheese flavor.
No, this is the one that the
cheesy one?
I've got the marinada. That's my newest one.
Oh, God.
Which is a roasted corn, red takis, and cheddar. Oh, that's hot one. That's the marinada.
Bro, I'm going to be honest with you. About a couple of months ago, after we had you on the podcast, you know, you mentioned about the marinada, and we bought it. I went out and bought one here from you, and I had it. We had it on the podcast, and we shared it with, I think, one of the guests in the show. We were munching out, and I was telling Chew, I go, bro, honestly, to tell you the truth, I've never had a marinada. I don't even know what the hell that is. He goes, really? He goes, yeah, I've never had it in my life. You know, I'm going to have to taste it one day. Well, sure enough, 2 days later, there's a lady who walks into the store where I work, and well, you know, you have these people that come in and sell, you know, they're like, hey, tengo fruta, tengo lote en el vaso, and blah, 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 and so on. And I go, oh, okay.
I always support those people, always. They're out there hustling, they're trying to do, I see them in the stores and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I always go out of my way, at least, you know, to help them out, because, again, they're trying to make an honest buck, and I know what you're talking about.
I totally hear you, and she goes, hey, también tengo marranadas. I go, whoa. What? Tengo marinada, yo quiero marinada. Yeah, I'll take one. I never had one. I'll take one. So I'm like, all right, okay. So I'm thinking, you know, something small, you know, some corn, maybe a little bit of corn chips, you know, the way my niece explained to me. Que me viene para atrás con una tostillo bag, bro. Asina, papa. This big and about that deep.
Que hey, you're holding it out like it's an HB bag.
Ya mero, bro. HB bag, papa. HB bag. Y que me lo echa, pinche suma. It looked like a marranada, bro. Something. I'm like, Jesus. Yo era pinche marrano, güey.
Nos conocemos.
I know you. We belong together. And so I dip in, bro. Bro, literally. Two people could have eaten out of this damn thing.
Yeah, they sound pretty.
Hey, pues no me lo chingue todo, bro. I'm not gonna share with anybody. This is all mine.
They put the bro. Cheese, the butter, the
name
corn,
it, you got
everything.
It. Hasta la paloma también estaba dentro. I finish it all, bro. I get home. My wife goes, "Are you hungry?" I go, "No, I'm not hungry." What did you eat? I ate a marranada. Well, how about me? It was about. It don't need to be back, okay? No, it was a good size, baby. Bro, she made, I think that day she had made, I think it was tuna fish sandwiches. We were going to eat something light. But I go, babe, I can't even eat the tuna fish sandwich. Man. I am stocked. I can't eat. But I have never, now, when you mention, when anybody mentions marranada, I'm like, oh.
That's a lot.
Oh,
that's
God, no.
The flavor,
it's so good, but all
that
right
has is good.
It's and the comparison of the taste, I could literally taste the popcorn.
And that one's just by chance. One of our customers suggested it, porque me dijo, hey, put the red takis in the cheddar together, right?
Right.
And I was like, okay. So I was thinking about it. And I said, I already got the roasted corn. What is the marranada I have? I said, like, you know, they put roasted corn. Yeah, they got the cheese. They either make it with tostitos or they make it with any other flavor. You can do it with hot Cheetos or red takis, right?
Right.
So I'm like, I've got them all. So I put them all three together. And then the next day I go to my girl, said they helped me pack it. And I told my wife, hey, look, babe, this is what I did. Tasted it, man. It was super good. Especially that roasted corn.
Yes.
That flavor, the roasted corn, just wraps the cheese and the red takis together, man. It's just like,
that
bam.
Street corn, man. Jesus Christ. I mean, you can...
Whew. I went to San Antonio, some guy me dijo,
me
dijo, guy, está comiendo el guy in San Antonio, he bought a bag, dijo, y lo me dice el guy, oye, sir, ¿qué? Dijo, ¿no tienes lemon pepper para echarle?
I'm gonna
you know,
he
wanted to put lemon pepper, how they normally put lemon pepper on the roasted corn in a cup.
Right.
So me pide lemon pepper, madre, y se le dije, no, pues maybe that's something to think about.
Yeah, lemon pepper popcorn will be something different, that's a different aspect of stuff, you know, the different flavors. And that's what I like about your popcorn, man. It's not just, oh, pues tengo esto, this flavor. You jump the extent of saying, hey, you know, let me try this out. And it goes on for, hey, let me try this flavor. And you're not afraid to experiment on different flavors, man.
Yeah, I mean, what's worst thing is, hey, they don't buy it, they don't like it.
Right.
We either tweak it or we just don't make it again. Or if not, we continue. A lot of these flavors that I have, they're all made. Well, let's see if it works, and they've been sticking. And so now I'm at the point that, hey, I got to limit myself how much popcorn I have because it's quite a bit of flavors.
Yeah, Michael, they'll say, hey, what's up, man? Hey, what's going on, buddy? And my wife's like, hello. I go, hi, babe, yes. Yes, I asked for your salt.
Sweet and salty.
Sweet and salty. We brought that up a few minutes ago. If you missed it, ni modo, I already ate it. we're talking about the marranata, man. Yeah, man, and these flavors are coming out. And that's one thing I want to ask, when you were up in San Antonio selling your product, what was the aspects of that, of the customers walking in and looking at all this?
San Antonio, different people, very nice people and stuff like that. I had a real good response because the norm is just having your sweet and salty and caramel. Mind you this, I think I did very well. There was 7 kettle corn vendors at that venue.
Vámonos!
7 different kettle corn vendors. You know, I think I came up on top because I had the indifferent, I had the red takis, the roasted corn.
The selection, more of a selection.
Out of that one being in there, I also got invited to the Poti Strawberry Festival. Si osito quiere,
we're going to Poti, man. Yeah, dude, that's awesome.
We're going to Poti. I mean, they say that's my first year, but they say it's crazy big.
Right.
And then the lineup that they're going to have, man, is just like all big artists. And they say over... 100,000 people show up in that place in 2 days or 3 days.
Someone's gonna be busy.
Yeah. Mom, get ready.
Oh my
Mama,
God.
Get ready.
The president of the Poteet Strawberry Festival tasted our popcorn.
See?
And that guy stopped there and he goes, man, I've never tasted this and I've never had it. And he goes, we would like to extend an invitation to you here. And I said, can you work with flavors? And I'm like, yeah, that's what I do.
Right.
So he wanted a strawberry flavored popcorn.
Yeah.
That's going to be hopefully featured there. And so I'm in the works on that one to do something with.
That's awesome.
I throw in maybe dehydrated strawberries, real strawberries, dehydrated, you know, freeze-dried or something in it. Something. Right. We're going to play with it. But I'm definitely going to come up, and I'm excited for that one.
That's going to be an interesting one to watch. Yeah. We hope you post all the excitement up there while you're doing that, man.
Yeah. Definitely going to go live and see what it is.
Being in San Antonio, the San Antonio market, I know there's a lot of local celebrities that go out there, walk through there, just... Some of them have an entourage with them. Some of them are just like the escondidos in sunglasses. I mean, has it come to a point, maybe even down here, has it come to a point that you had anybody, you know, come in and say, hey, man, you know, anybody that you know that's been on and that's been big, someone.
What are the guys, the Dorados, those guys, they came by and picked up some popcorn when they were in San Antonio.
How many bags? I mean, literally, how many bags?
It took like 7 or 8 Because one of them came by and tasted it, and then I didn't know who they were.
Right.
And so, well, I knew who they were, but, you know, they weren't, like, dressed.
Right.
So they showed up, and then the other one, they were walking around, I guess, before they did their show. And then one of them, the other one came by, like, wait, taste this. And then one of them had a Takis, and the other one got to taste the caramel. So everybody's sharing bags around there. They all walked out. Everybody walked out with a bag, at least, you know. And they were like, hey, man, yeah. So that was really cool, those guys. And then I was like, went to go see them, you know, on the stage. I was like, oh, okay.
Orale, there you go. And we got Louis back, one of our number one fans from the beginning of our whole podcast, Mr. Louis here. Happy New Year, but I'm out. There you go, Louis. I got you, man. Start off the year right. But I know you were up in San Antonio. There was something about Corpus Christi. Yeah, we're in Corpus Christi also. That you had a buddy of yours that was up there doing some fruit. Some sort of fruit.
Oh, yeah. Two vets and the fruit. They're actually here based out of Westlake, and they're two veterans. They're vets. And they have a fruit cup business. They sell fruits, right?
Really?
And they travel. They go to Corpus. And they were there last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And she loves the red Takis, and that's why I saw them. That's why I try to help them out.
Right.
Promote small business as we can.
Yeah, exactly.
We help each other out as much as we can.
Yeah, really neat people. Yeah. We're actually going to see them next weekend. We're going to hopefully see them next weekend.
Right. I know next Thursday you got Al Fresco coming up.
We got Al Fresco Friday. We have the Willacy County Cook-Off Friday and Saturday, which is that one. Yeah, Friday and Saturday. It will be in Willacy County.
I'm on.
Hopefully, if the weather permits, everything's going to be good and stuff like that. Hopefully, the teams don't be out there in that rain.
No kidding. I mean, consider the fact the way it is cold right now in the RGB. For us, if you're watching the podcast on YouTube or you're listening to it on Spotify and all these great other areas that we have our podcast streaming through, we're located deep South Texas. Our winters here are literally anywhere between 50 degrees to 32 degrees. Those are our winners. That's what we're
and for an hour or two.
Yeah, and that's because if you know what? Those people that drive out to New York to go see the season changes, come to the RGB. It'll happen in one day.
Hot, cold, rainy, sunny.
Exactly. You get all four seasons in one day. Palos, where can you get that? Only in the RGB.
And then 956.
In the 956 area. And while you're watching it, get some kettle popcorn while you're there.
Get some Milos.
Get some Milos kettle popcorn. But with the weather being so cold as it is right now, you're in the RGB, I mean, you would think at the moment, you know what, at this time period, just like you say, popcorn day, you know, day off, that's my day off. But the cold season's how, you know, it's hard to get markets to go up and running. Do you take the time to experiment there? Or do you try to bundle up as much as you can to get your product ready for the next?
No, we bundle it up and try to get ready for the shows, and that's how we pre-plan correctly accordingly to what it is. So like Monday we're gonna get ready for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Right.
Yeah, so Monday we start getting after it, and then We get ready.
There you go. Big shout out to Sean Logan, the Morgan Freeman of the OG.
The Morgan Freeman?
He hates it when I say that. You stop calling me that. but yeah, man, I mean, the popcorn business is going very well for you. I've seen all the TikToks you put out there. I've seen all the new flavors you've been bringing out, a couple of new flavors, especially the Grinch one. I know that one looked like it might have been a very big hit. You know, like I said, there was a time where I wanted to go. I got to go and get this before they run, because I know you have posted on there. It was only a seasonal flavor for that. So I'm like, yeah, I got to get out there. And then I threw him a curveball. I go, yeah, man, what about our chew and new popcorn, bro? What happened to the sweet and sour? Come on, man.
Yeah, we'll get you some. Yeah, we'll get you spread off, man. Yeah.
The sweet and sour, the chew and new sweet and sour popcorn, huh? Eat it while you watch the two dummies on film. yes, Sean, really. Morgan Freeman, 956. But yeah, man, that's awesome that this is going great for you guys. Business is booming. As far as young entrepreneurs that are trying to, I guess, try to follow you, because you always have the ones that try to follow in your footsteps or try to do the same thing you're doing. I mean, it's not to the point where you're like, oh, you know what, oh, they're trying to copy us. No, I mean, you welcome that, because, I mean, you like to have that on the side, because sometimes they have questions, sometimes they have answers, sometimes they have questions, and you have answers.
Actually, like, when you said that, yeah, I work with a lot of kettle corn people that, you know, from upstate and stuff like that, and then if anybody has any questions, man, I'll share my ideas, I'll help them out, trying to give them the best advice, because a lot of it, I'm self-taught. I mean, it's just like when I started, all I said to myself, I said, I'm going to go buy popcorn and make it, and you know, worst thing that can happen is burn it. make another batch. Yeah, thank true. God we have not burned a batch. That's so we've been doing good. That's so good. I'll just share my experience with people, any new entrepreneurs that wants to try it out, hey, by all means, if I can help you out. I mean, it's a fun thing. A lot of people like popcorn, and I just go out of the norm, you know. It's just to have different flavors, because, I mean, we haven't had it in popcorn down here in the valley. It's just different. So
yeah, it is different. Yeah. It is different. I mean, to get that phone call, to get that one particular phone call, you know, the phone rings, hello, and he goes, yes, may I speak to the owner of Milo's kettle corn, please? He goes, this is he. My name is Mr. Smith. I am calling from Earl Reckenbacher. We are interested in your kettle corn, and we'd like to work with you.
What a bad! What a bad!
Hey, it's Chewy making me a prank.
He didn't take our offer, Jim.
Damn, those 956 people. They got good shit down there.
I had a little story that happened to me. I don't know if I said it last time. I did a fundraiser, and then this guy is the in charge of the PTO. And we did the fundraiser and everything. And then he meets me like a week later after I delivered, and he meets me there, you know, the popcorn, really likes it. And the guy comes to my house and picks up popcorn. He made, he said, guy, hey, do you ever think of going to retail? And I'm like, no, not really, you know, kind of doing my own thing and just doing the markets and stuff like that. And then, okay, so it stayed like that. So the following week he comes around and buys some more popcorn. And then he asked me again, I was in McAllen. And he asked me again, hey, do you think about doing retail and stuff like that? And I turn around and I look at the guy and I'm like, what are you asking me for? I said, why do you keep on asking? And he goes, you know why? Because why? I said, I'm a whole buyer for the corporate office of HEB. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, whoa.
So that's when I froze for a little bit. I'm like, okay.
Hold on, let me go get my
dad. I know, right? I was like, yeah, let me go get more popcorn, right? And then he goes, I work for the corporate office of HEB. He goes, you have something good in your hands, son. He goes, you should need to look for, you need to apply for when they do that for HEB and stuff like that.
Right, right.
And ever since I've engraved that in my head that one day I'm going to have a good shot at, you know, that's one of my goals.
I mean, if the stars line up correctly.
Yes, sir.
You know, why not? Why not just go for it? I mean, the worst that can happen is, well, you know what? We're not interested. Well, you know what? It's fine. You came to me. Remember that?
Yeah.
You came to me first, bro. Eh? You let me know when you want a bag.
Yeah. You let me know. Yeah. So that was pretty cool to me, because Mikhail, you know, like, you know, for him to you know, he could have started the conversation different. You know what I mean? Right, he could have said, hey, you know, I work for so-and-so and this is who I am. But the guy let me to see what it is until I asked him. Then he turned around. And again, it's, to me, it's a pretty cool thing because for someone that buys stuff that in a daily basis and he deals with these big guys, for me to tell, for him to tell me that, I really value it a lot, man, because obviously I'm doing, we're doing something right.
Yeah, and Sean Logan saying that's dope. That's the universe. I also got a big hello here from IC Chris Freeze Dry Treats. Another guest that was on the Chewing New Podcast is Milo's Candy Corn has been a local inspiration to all little local businesses.
Yes. Ganas.
I found out where the candy store is. Yeah, I've been spying. I know what you're doing. You're tempting me to join you. I'm not gonna do it. Not gonna like George Bush. Not gonna do it. But that's awesome, bro. To have that. I mean that part of your business. That moment. You know that people are watching. They're listening and they're taste testing. You know, when that happens, the doors of opportunity open up real quick. You know, and yes, you get excited, you want to go for it, but you know, you hold yourself. And for sure, your significant other holds you back a little bit. Hey, let's take this one step at a time.
Yeah, one step at a time.
Let's not leap yet. Let's walk to it slowly. Eventually, we will get there. And it's true. It's true. There's a lot of people that do get that prize opportunity to become something bigger than with their business to help them grow even more. You know, it can lead to more stuff from when HEB might be carrying it. Shh, down the line, they're gonna say HEB's carrying it. Walmart, what the hell, what are they selling? Walmart will be hitting you up. CVS will be hitting you up. Walgreens, by the time you know it, you're gonna be well known, not just here, but all over the United States.
It's like when I got on, also, again, it's how people are tasting stuff and it's just our focus, you know, is our quality and service, man. That's I'm not reinventing the wheel.
Right, exactly. No,
I'm just, you know, I'm putting all my effort into quality and service. That's what I want to be with.
I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm just making it look good.
And tasty good.
Puro chrome, papa. Lower to the ground, candy apple red, baby. With a little bit of popcorn.
That's right.
But that's awesome, man. I mean, to think like that, like I said, I mean, I know people that have the great opportunity to push themselves so far, and you know, and it never comes. It never gets there. But those that you've inspired along the way do the same thing you did, and they reach that point. But at the same time, they give you gratitude. Say, hey, man, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. And go watching you do your thing got me here. I just wanted you to know that. I wanted to acknowledge you for that. Thank you very much. And so even it would look nice in dollar signs, but even even if it's just the gratitude of someone else getting there, you know, further or before you, and giving you that thank you back. I mean, that means a lot. That means a lot because you're like, shit, man. Well, at least we're doing something.
I'm really thankful for all our, you know, customers, everybody, our followers, and again, it's because of you all. That's why we get all this exposure and again, gratitude that we're just grateful for having the opportunity to be part of here in the community. So now since I've gotten into this, you know, this business, I get to be more involved with the communities of the events that are coming out, making new friends, new vendors that they show up to the market. They're like, it's my first one. I'm like, don't worry about it. I've been through so many that people are like, I go out of my way to help them out, man. I just, you know, make new friends. It's basically bottom line.
Right.
You know, make them feel comfortable. We're all just trying to hustle at the end of the day.
Exactly. Nancy Cardenas.
Yeah.
She's saying, so proud of my little brother and my sister-in-law. Super humble individual. Little brother. Little brother. Leon de mamá. Leon de mamá.
De Akira.
De Akira. De la orejita, mami. De aquí. De aquí. When I saw the popcorn, you want some popcorn? Well, yeah, I'll take anything you want to give me, sir. I'll take anything. Just make me eat it.
I'm in the one time. Okay,
trick or treat. But it's November. man. I mean, that's great, dude. That's great. Now the small business guys, which yourself and a lot of vendors are out here that are looking for that dream to have their product tossed, into a big venue like, say, like HEB, Walmart, all these huge supermarkets, to have your item on the shelf when that day comes, and you, and it happens, and you walk in there and you see your product, what are the expressions? What's that? What do you imagine that feeling's gonna be like?
I don't know, but I, before I get there, I have to get there. So, I mean, all I can tell you is just, you know, putting all my energy and heart into it, and it'll happen. I mean, it's just, if not in a couple of years, I don't know. But God's been good to us. I mean, every turn we take, we, you know, he opens 2 or 3 doors for us. I mean, we're just, I'm also going to the McAllen Convention Center also, hopefully at the end of the month.
That's awesome.
I've been trying to get in there, and I got the opportunity, hopefully, to be there. But they're going to have a 3-day car show, some big car show in the McAllen Convention Center.
Right.
And they're going to be there the 31st, 1st, and 2nd.
Oh, okay.
And I think we're lining up that one to be there.
I know of a special someone's watching right now. You know, someone very special to the Valley right now that holds very big conventions. Ramsey, if you're watching, I know you hold your Comic-Cons. And what more to get your visitors, or even your celebrities when they come down, to get this guy as one of your vendors? Because it's a... Not only that, popcorn goes good with anything to do with comic books or anything to do with Comic-Con itself. It might be, you're going to have your messy eaters. I won't lie. I won't lie. But they will thank you in the end for putting a vendor in there that sells it. And they're not small bags, guys. These bags...
They're 7-cup portions.
They're big.
It's a shareable bag.
Yeah, it's a shareable bag, man. And not only that, different flavors that you can... Can't even imagine, man. If you get a chance, and I would suggest you dip your foot into that. Any cons that come down, get your foot to the door. Just get your foot in there. Even if it's a small, you don't really need a big spot. You just need a small little area. Display them in front, boom, they're gonna fly out. They'll fly out real quick. If you can get that, if you can get yourself in a con like that, bro.
There's one in Mission, and I've seen another one in McAllen. Yeah. That would be a pretty good to be getting.
It's a little stepping, this little stomping ground, you know. Somebody, if you give a couple of bags to somebody that wants to sell them for you in there, and to mention you'll be in there, have them in costume or something, I don't know, for the event, and you'll be surprised the outcome. You'll be surprised the outcome. I've seen a lot of vendors there that they're in costume themselves, you know, selling their product, their artwork, their video games that they're out there, you know, and the collectible, like the pops I have there on the side, you know, and it's amazing what just a little bit more extra effort to get into it, dipping your toes into something you don't know what the hell it is, but damn it, it's working, it's paying the bills, you know. And that's what about it's, I read somewhere, the only way we can accomplish something or the passion of reaching your goal is over conquering your fear. That's like the number one thing in a business profession. I've learned that the right way and the wrong way. You know, fear is a very, very big, it's a big monster.
It can hold you back.
It can hold you back, and you're scared to do it. But until you stand on your own 2 feet and say, you know what, I'm going to face this fear, and I'm going to break through it, and who knows, it might be another monster on the other end. Okay, but you know what, if I got rid of this one, I can go on to the next one. But that's the number one fear. Fear is the biggest monster. That is to make a company excel, to get even some even way larger than what you expected, you know. And I understand that, just like Mom said, you know, let's wait on this HEB transition. Yeah. You know, we're gonna get there.
We're not the HEB yet, but you know,
we're gonna get there. You know, and then you know, there's a little bit of that fear. You know, what if we do it? What if we don't? What do we do? But you know what? It's better to be safe, getting there one step of the way, and eventually, you know, you're gonna excel to your goal. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but as far as the business itself, it has been flourishing. It has been working out for you very well. I see when I walk on Fresco here, even when I saw your mission, there's not one, not two, like 7 people in there looking. Like, get out of the way. I want to give a popcorn ring. You know, but you... Do you have your repeat customers? I mean, as far as your...
A lot of it, so I have repeat customers. I had, I even posted up last week. I had someone all the way from Zapata.
Acá?
Just all the way from Zapata, come pick up popcorn. I'm like, you weren't in McAllen, just happened to go, no. My mom found out that you were going to be at the market. As we're making the drive. We're going to Zapata.
Te lo mando con express, man.
I know. Nice. Thank you so much. It was like, meant a lot. That's 2.5 hours, man, just to come and pick up our popcorn.
Yes, it is.
Which is really cool, man. That's really neat.
That's awesome.
Having all these customers come out and just, you know, people go out of their way. They really like it.
Right. Well, that's awesome, man, to have those customers that really go out of the way to come down here. I've had cousins reach out to me from Corpus Christi that have asked me, hey, man, I saw your episode about that popcorn guy. How can I get myself a bag? You can probably head on.
You can order online.
As I said, go online, go to his Facebook page. You can probably order through him. I don't know if he'll deliver it to you, but he'll send it to you.
you can pick it up at the house. Yeah.
They got a big slingshot in the backyard. They pull out the shoe. What direction? Give me the right coordinates, longitude, latitude, okay?
We'll shoot it over there.
Chingao, boy, what you got it, bro? I'm sorry. It's just perro
chingado. Pues, ¿qué estás mandando?
We're seeing by... Philip, look outside. There's bats flying by again. What the... Is that the Paloma? Is that what they call the Paloma down here?
Yeah, man. I mean, do you FedEx, do you UPS, or
I ship everything by post office, which is you can get online, and then and it'll take about that. If I get it that same day, I'll ship it out, pack it, and then or if not the following.
And it still comes in fresh because it's air. Right.
Yeah, everything's fresh. It'll stay over a month in the bag fresh.
Nice.
Like we got an order on Sunday morning. We had to make popcorns. We had sold out of the roasted corn.
Yeah.
So we had to make more Monday to ship it out.
And then I shipped it out in the afternoon.
What's the furthest shipment you've tossed?
It's been New York.
Yeah. You're welcome.
New York, you're California, welcome. Florida. Matter of fact, I got one for Florida that I have filled in too.
I like to say you're welcome.
Thank you.
That'll cost you 2 bags.
We got two more.
No, but that's good, man. I mean, being tossing out to New York and all that good stuff, and then slowly your name's growing, branching out.
Hawaii.
Ooh, yes.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
You're
Hawaii. Thank you again. Thank you again.
Just like in Hawaii. You're welcome. No, but that's awesome, man. I mean, for you to be sending out your merchandise, your product out to branches out of Texas, that's something. And I'm pretty sure later on you probably get international shipment if it allows. If so, it allows, because I know there's a lot of different process for that to happen when they're going out of international waters for it to get shipped out. But I'm pretty sure it's only a matter of time that you get called out from somewhere from Italy, the UK.
Primeramente Dios.
Mexico, ya sabía, you're international. Ya cruzó la border, you know what, madre, you are international, bato. No worries, international. Mi compadre Chuy compró 5 bolsas. Ya cruzaron. Cruzaron los cabrones.
No, hombre, pero, it's crazy, man, because, I met musicians that, a young gentleman, here from McAllen, Texas. He, when we first interviewed him, he wanted to be, he's a hip hop artist. And he wrote a lot of music and stuff. And he goes, hey man, well, how was your work cutting out here in the RGB? Well, it plays, it gets heard, and what's how you wrong? Okay. But what I'm really impressed is that it's very big in Italy. I go, really? He goes, yeah. And he showed me the numbers in Italy and nonstop above about at least 3,000-4,000 downloadables over there. I'm like, shoot, bro, this was back when? This is like, honestly, 6 years ago when we had our first studio. And Courtside J. And recently when I did talk to him about a couple of, last year when we spoke to him, we want to bring him back on the pod. And he goes, hey, man, how the numbers look now? Bro, Italy's grown from 1,000 to 5,000, up to 50,000 downloads already.
Wow.
In Italy. And this is all stuff from my old stuff and my new stuff. And I go, what about here in the RGB? Well, let's just say it's big in Italy. Hey, man, it is what it is. But, I mean, that's the purpose of RGB. In mi raza out there, if you guys are watching, local businesses, local talent, anything that's local that people are trying to excel to make our little 956 area grow and be a big gold stamp on the map down here to let them know, hey, we're alive and well. We got some good stuff down here too, man. Don't worry about us, you know. We got kettle corn down here. We have artists that come down here. We have the icy crispy freeze dried treats down here, and among other great stuff that we offer. You know, go to local markets. If you're not from the RGB area, go to the local markets. Check out what's available on your community, what they're making. Help support these homegrown businesses, man. They're trying to be the future entrepreneurs of America, and you know, that's a big extension of help from them. Yeah, all right, you got your supermarkets, you got your stuff, you got your name brand, blah, 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 yeah, so and so forth. But remember, those name brands start off just like these guys. They start off in a market. They had people support them, and eventually they grew slowly but surely, and they became an icon out there. So these young entrepreneurs that are trying to do the same thing, you might want to extend your arm, because later on, they will remember you. They will remember you, and they'll give you so much.
Yeah. Shop small, shop local, just help us out here in the valley. And that's what it is, that basically, you know, shopping small, you know, helping the local people. And that's how I've become to be popular, because, you know, they're supporting our local people. I'm proudly from the 956.
There you go.
I love the valley. I've been up and down the valley from Browns all the way to Rio Grande, you know, Zapata, mm-hmm. and Stee. So yeah, it's just, you know, getting supported from our locals and stuff. And so thank you so much.
That's what it's all about, man.
For coming out.
I'm gonna pause right there. We gotta go into our sponsors here, man, because we gotta pay the bills, man. We gotta pay a big shout out to Anonis Construction, area code 956-363-7195. Anonis Construction, you're looking for great craftsmanship for commercial, residential, remodel, or new construction. Give Anonis Construction a call. These guys are great, man. Tony has come through so and so through and through, man, with a lot of great buildings that they're making out there here in the valley, also north of Texas. He's been really busy. They're constantly moving and moving, doing their work, man. It's amazing stuff that they're doing, guys. For me, I'll shoot from the hip, man. The guy's a badass on what he does. And if you saw the episode he was on here, how he spoke about his workmanship and what his work class is and how they work, he's there to please you, not himself. He's here to please you and get the contract right the way you want it, because you're the one paying the big bills to get it done. And also another big shout out to Triple J Plumbing. These guys, they've been busy, man. I know they're still looking for new employees. You know, if you want to hit them up, call Juan at 956-854-9622, Jerry at 956-478-5316. They do residential plumbing, guys. Licensed plumbers. Down here in the Valle, sabes, el compadre. No, man, compadre, lo hace por un six-pack. Nah. If you want it done right, bro, get yourself a licensed plumber, because they're insured. They got everything by the book, and they'll make sure it gets done the right way. And don't forget, Triple J, they always say your crap is their bread and butter. So leave it at that. And last but not least, guys, I'll have you on here on the picture screen right now. And I'm going to go right here, because I'm going to do it live right here. This is something I like to do. This is the first time I'm doing this. Proud sponsors of the Chewy New Podcast, Milo's Can of Corn, Extra Country, Extra Fun. Hell yeah. And that's the truth, man. The man's right here on camera. He'll tell you straight up. People come in. They enjoy every minute of it when they come in. They do local events. They do fundraisers, guys. And a lot of other little stuff they do. You want to give them a call and much, much more. Reach Milo, Milo's Kennel Corn on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I believe they have an email they can reach out also.
Yeah, miloskennelcorn23@gmail.com.
There you go, guys. Get your order in so you can enjoy the luxuries. I say luxuries because this is a luxury to have your popcorn. and not only that, if you're a real secret hardcore popcorn, you want to hide it, especially from your son or your wife. Or I'm not talking by experience, guys. I'm just letting you know. Because today I didn't let anybody know that you guys were coming, because I want it all for me. And also, guys, don't forget, if you want to be a true subscriber to the Chewy New Podcast, we have a QR code right there for only $1.99 a month. You can enjoy the behind the scenes before the podcast, after the podcast. Talk a lot of crap. Oh, a lot of crap. It's horrible. It's horrible. But not only that, take advantage of the merch that we have, just like this one right here, the new cap that came in. You get subscriber, you get half price, guys. And on the blanket I showed also, half price also. And those that are not subscribers, full price. You know, we got to make a living somehow, right? So, but anyways, guys, we hope you tune in and subscribe with us, and we hope to be a new member. Trust me, I'll have Chu send you a memorable left leg or something. I don't know. I'll figure something out. But but anyways, guys, yeah, so going back, I know you brought some goodies today. I see that beautiful big box at the bottom there.
Yeah, let's break them out so you can taste them, see what you think.
Oh my gosh. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen. I did bring the, you did taste the marinara, the Piccadilly, right? You did taste it? Yes. Yeah, that was another one that I had.
We can save that one for later.
So this is the newest one that we have. It's I'm trying again. You're saying
I'll zoom into you right now. Hold on 1 second. There you go. Go ahead.
So like this one right in here, again, it's just trying out new things and stuff like that. It's blue takis and white cheddar. Oh, it mixes well. It's just the spiciness, the vinegar in it is the it's pretty good, man. I'm gonna open it for you to taste it, see what you think, see what you what do you think?
Come on, man. Why are you doing this to me?
So what you're doing in here, I'm gonna grab one in here. So we're gonna do one blue, two whites. So that's the way you're doing it, like this. So we do, you know, two whites, one blue. Here you go. All take right. The bag.
The only one we're not going to open is sweet and salty, because that belongs to Summer.
Yes. We're not tasting sweet and salty today.
I got that. Yeah, eat this.
It's more like a cheesy flavor that sits in the back, and it's kind of like the blue takis. Like, it mixes well. Like, I just...
Oh, wow. It's really good. I always see the blue takis on the shelf at HEB or Walmart and on the shopping centers. I'm afraid to take it. The only reason why, because sometimes my acids get really bad on my stomach. But you know, now that I'm tasting it here,
Good. You know, the more you have it, the more it settles that cheese, that white cheddar, with the blue takis. So the blue taki gives you the salty, the vinegar, and a little bit of hot, and then with that cheese, it mixes in there. And people liked it so far. It's a good. Good, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'll put it right there. Hey, Chu, look. Damn, it's really good. It really is really good. That's really good. This one is called blue tea and cheese.
No, that one's, the blue takis didn't fit in there. I got to make sure that I modify that thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the blue takis and white cheddar. That's a good flavor. And see what you think of the salt and vinegar.
My wife and I were talking about that when you showed it, and I was like, oh my god. He goes, if he has salt and vinegar, you better get it. Like, I'll try to get it, baby.
Yeah, get it. Like, it's good. I'll try it.
Not saying it's gonna make it home, baby. I'll tell you right now.
Let
me put this back more up right here. I'll put this right here. Let me head out there. Let me zoom in. You guys wanna?
I think you'll like this.
Let us know a little bit about that. Gives a little background.
You like that saltiness, that salt and vinegar, that vinegary flavor?
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. I'm okay.
Now it makes me want to get a Coke.
Oh yeah!
You wouldn't smell it?
Oh!
when I'm making this thing, you could smell that vinegar so strong when I'm tumbling it.
Right.
And I'm making it, man. It gets pretty strong, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's got a good flavor. That's your salt and vinegar. Kind of reminds you of the salt and vinegar chips.
Yeah.
Remember the Tom's bags? Remember the last time I seen it. I don't know where I've seen salt and vinegar.
Oh my god. My butt. Put a movie on.
Yeah. Movie put nights. It's cold. You
guys, end of the podcast. We will see you next week.
For movie night.
Wow. This is a movie night popcorn right here. Jesus, this is really good.
Yeah, that one's good.
Oh my god, salt and vinegar. Yeah, we saw you put this on Facebook, and I was telling my wife, I was like, check this out. He goes, what? He made a new flavor. I go, what is it? I go, salt and vinegar. My wife's eyes lit up like, what did you say?
I go, she likes that salt and vinegar, yeah.
Salt and vinegar. Oh my gosh. They go, how do you think it tastes? I don't know. We're going to find out soon.
I'm impressed with it. I like it. You know, I had it for a minute, but I hadn't done it.
Right. It's really good. And that's the first thing I said when I reached out to you. Where you at this weekend? And you told me where you were at. And I go, you said you have the salt and vinegar on. He goes, yeah, I got a couple of bags. I'm like, okay, I'm going to see if I can make it out there. I wasn't able to make it out there, man. But, I mean, it literally tastes like if you actually eat a chip. oh man, I wish I had a Coke with me now, man.
Drink yeah, you don't want to drink a Coke you know, with it. It's just,
Coke
it's
zero, Coke really zero. Coke
imagine
zero.
A pickle, Coke zero. A pickle, a Coke, and and that.
Watch, I'm watching the figure. And go, you're not gonna get. I'm already in shape. I'm a circle.
No GMO. Nothing. People are watching. They're asking me for sugars and stuff like that. Diabetic people, that works.
Really?
You can have that.
Yep. Eat at you. Ni mopa.
Next week, people, maybe.
Ni tampoco. Ain't gonna be here, baby. But yeah, and I know you want to show the bags of the. That's the marinada, right?
No, this is your red takis. This is the most popular one that we have. Everybody likes the red takis. Have you tasted this one right here? Let's.
Yeah. I think we tasted that last time.
That one you tasted this one. This is your red takis. Yeah. Another one that I'm really proud of. It's this one's a Milo's Marinada, which is a roasted corn, the cheese, and this one.
Bro.
Good stuff.
Don't say, guys, if you know me and you see me on the street or you see me at work, or don't mention Marinada to me, bro. Because all I picture is those chips, those chips and that corn, bro. That was just unbelievable.
I can't even take
some. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah.
I can eat my own stuff. It's so good.
I believe it. Dude, it's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good, bro. It's so good.
I love popcorn, man. Like, you got the cheese, you got the corn, the red takis. The way it just combines good. It's super good.
Yeah. Yeah, like I told you, when I ate that marinada, the first thing, you know, I could not believe that it was that good. I'm like, Jesus Christ. It tastes just like the popcorn.
Here, have some. Stuff.
Oh, my God.
Have some more.
I'm leaving the camera there by itself. All right. Yeah, see here. No, but yeah. I got Mike here. I need a Chew a New Pillow. Guys, those are not for sale, Mike. Those are not for sale. As you can see,
check it out, guys.
Check out that one.
How cute. Están bien cute los dos.
Cállate la boca, bro. I know, huh? Oh, my gosh, man.
Yeah. Who gave you this? How did you get these?
Those? You know, all right, I'll say it. I made them. Not the guy.
He's a.
No, I.
Te quedaron bonitas, hijo.
I ordered those online. They were at a good price. When I got them in, my mom goes, are you serious? I go, hey, they're from the studio. Really? You put your faces on the pillow. Do you realize where that pillow's gonna be? I go, yeah, I do. Yeah. People are gonna be laying back on them, people are gonna sit on them, you know. But hey,
these are actually really cool pillows too.
That's yeah, right. I think that's the one Mike's talking about. That's the one Mike's talking about. That one has our old emblem on there. I really like our old emblem. The only reason why, because of the color, it really comes out. And if you see it on camera, if we zoom it in right there, if you see it on camera, it really pops the sign, the way it looks. And yeah, I've had people ask me, you know, hey, are you selling them? I go, no, man, I'm not selling them, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not selling them. But, yeah, if we do, by any chance, do get them, we will sell them. Not with the pillow inside. You got to buy your own pillow. All right? I'm not going to spend that much money on my pillow. All right? Hell no. But, yeah, Mike's over here. Oh, Mike, I'm sorry, Mike. I know you're heartbroken. I'm sorry, buddy, but those are not for sale. You know, I know you want to put those in your drum kit, but it ain't going to work. But, yeah, man, I mean, the flavors that you brought out today, I mean, the salt and vinegar takes the cake. The marinada is really good. I mean, not a doubt. And the blue taki one is actually really good too. But the one I was really looking forward to was actually the salt and vinegar. Because I saw, like I said, my wife and I saw it, and we're like, dude, we gotta taste that. We gotta see. Let's see if it's anything similar to actually the chip itself. I go, yeah, and if we do get it, we're buying 3 liter Cokes for you and me. I go, yeah. Bad boy.
Coke Zero.
Put a Coke Zero, baby. Put a Coke Zero. Bandayeta. No. But yeah, man, I told her. That's the first thing I told her. But yeah, but I know I took her the caramel one.
And green apple?
Yeah, she loved that one. She said it was really good. And this one next to it is the caramel, right?
But it's just a regular
caramel. Yeah, and like I said, I took the cheesy one, the one that was all cheese. The extra cheese, I think it was called the extra cheese, the one you had?
The spicy one, or no, is it just regular?
Regular, regular.
Just the regular cheese.
Jesus Christ, I downed that sucker in one night. I downed it in one night. My wife goes, you ate it all? I go, yeah. Oh, you leave me any? I go, nope, sorry.
I sell quite a bit of that. Like in the fundraising that we do, the fundraisers, I make.
Tell us about them. I know your fundraising thing is going really good.
Yeah, we've been doing really good. A lot of the schools have been supporting us. We do fundraising with the schools. Again, it's just giving back to the community. They make a good amount of profit off mm-hmm. of it. Everybody's familiar with the Milo's Kettle Corn. So,
right.
I mean, it's in 2 weeks, you can get quite a bit of money, raised mm-hmm. Because it has good profit margins into it.
It's like I said, if you look at these bags, man, look at this bag. I mean, really look at it. It's a big bag. It's a good amount of popcorn. This, I mean, don't get wrong, Cinemark. Like I'm gonna try to hide this in my wife's purse to take it into my house. What are you doing, sir? Why are you putting butt in your wife's purse? It's something that we do. It's a tradition. When a new movie comes out, pay no attention to the other four bags we got.
The butter one. I also started carrying the butter because of the fundraising.
Right.
That's también también bueno. Because that's the one that I used as base to do some other of my flavors.
Right.
And I wasn't carrying it, but now it started selling. It actually sold everything I made this past weekend.
Really?
It's just plain popcorn, but then the cool thing about it that you're just eating little round crisp balls. You know what I mean? It's just popcorn. It's just super good.
Right.
That's why.
Oh, man, but it's really good, man. Now that we've gone over, it's over how many years have you been doing this already?
I was going to be in April. In April, we'll be hit 2 years.
In the 2 years, let's go back the first year you started this. I know everybody has the first stepping stone to step on in order for them to excel in their business. Mom, and I know what you're going to say. I want to hear what Mom wants to say. When he decided to do this popcorn business, what were the first thoughts in your mind? I mean, and be honest, be blunt about it. It's okay. This is the first year. It's like me saying, hey, babe, I want to raise chickens. What? I want to raise chicken.
Quiet, because it's so expensive.
Like, no, but this, mind you, this is 2 years ago. I want to raise chickens. That's local rich. I want to raise chickens. Now, don't you wish I raised chickens?
That's good, yeah.
You know, but the first time he came up to you, he asked you, hey, I want to start doing popcorn. What was the first thing that popped in your head? I mean, be honest about it, because things are going great now.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, I know you said yes, because it's happening. But I mean, yes. what was the first thought in your head?
Adios.
I might have said something else. I mean.
It was, but you know, we were in a situation where what he was doing wasn't working.
Okay.
And I knew that wasn't something he wanted to do.
Okay.
And I knew, because we've talked about kettle corn in the past, mm-hmm. And I knew it's something that it was in his dreams to do.
Right.
And I wasn't going to stop him. I was like, no. Like, I think I was in Corpus at that time in training. I was working.
Mm-hmm.
And he just called me. He's like, hey, this other thing that I was doing is not going to work out. I think I'm going to go and, you know, get my 2 weeks, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And I was like, okay, we got this. I got this. I got both of us. So I was like, I got both of us.
Okay.
I don't know. We started talking about popcorn and kettle corn. Then I'm like, hey, remember we ordered that trial CD where they show you how to make popcorn and how to start your business from the beginning? And I'm like, why don't you apply for it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we're not asking anybody for money. We're not, like, we're doing it our own.
Right.
And just apply for it. What's the worst they can tell you? You decline, you know?
Exactly.
Not even like 10 minutes later, he's like, I got accepted.
I got accepted.
Yes!
I was like, oh, really? That was quick. I thought it was going to take a week or something.
Right.
But no, I'm like, order it. Do it. Like, let's go. Like, we got this. You want to do this?
Right.
I got you. Let's go
right,
for
right,
it.
Right.
Matt, I mean, I can tell you that we struggled in the beginning, we would do markets and we're like, oh no, you know,
mm-hmm.
slow, like, you know, can we really do this every weekend, you know?
Right.
We're working the whole week. I get out of work, help him do popcorn, back popcorn, sell off the house.
Right.
And then in the weekend, continue working.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, can we do this like every weekend? Like, is this going to be something that we're looking at doing? Like, and we really thought about it. I mean, remember when we It was probably like 3 months in. We were in a market somewhere in Mission, and we had sold like 3 bags. I was like, whoa.
Okay.
And he was like, no, it's okay. Like, we got this. Like, we got this. He was always super positive about everything.
That's
I was
good.
Like, I was like, oh my God.
You gotta have the balance of yin and yang when it comes to business. Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? Let me stop here. And he stopped in a park, and he did not hesitate. He got his bin. He went and he's like,
yeah, hey, we walked the park.
Hey,
we had sold nothing.
Hey, you wanna sell some? You wanna buy some popcorn? Look, I have these flavors. And he, I was like, I was behind him like with another bin.
You didn't drive a white van, did you?
Just a question I'm throwing out there.
We didn't sell anything. We went to a market. We didn't sell anything. You know, I was like, she was all like, really? This is not all we thought. And so we were passing by. You know that duck pond on Sherry Road?
Yes.
Okay, there, that little park. You know, there's always people.
I
had to sell popcorn. You know, I just didn't do anything that day when I started. So I went in there and I started asking people, hey, popcorn, selling this and that. You know, some people bought popcorn. I didn't sell a whole lot, so I kept on driving. They said, we got it, and so I got all pumped up and stuff. Man, I stopped at the Charlie Clark Nissan right there off in Fada.
Okay.
That big old dealership, that Nissan dealership, man, I sold about 100 bags right there in an hour and a half. Like that. I showed up, talked to one of the managers, and then before I know it, man, I'm just bringing boxes down, and people are just buying in there. And then I stopped it that same day. I was so motivated because people were so helping me out. I didn't finish selling all my popcorn here at MP Motors.
Right.
I stopped there and they bought me a whole bunch of popcorn. Yes. And she was like, what? And I sold all I had. And that was when we started. But it's just
him, like, motivating himself. He's like, I know, this is not going to stop me. Like, you know, he doesn't stop. Like, I'm more of like, oh, I'm scared. Like, I don't know. Can we do that? And he's like,
hasta los pinches patos en el Sherry Land. Oye, bro, ¿cuántos están las bolsas? Él estaba dando
popcorn a los patos
también. I went atrás de él con una bin, and I was like, yeah, baby, we're selling this. Like, you know, we got this. Like, you know, and it's just the way that he just motivates himself. And, like, now I'm more like, okay, we can do this. Yeah.
We got it. We just got to do it. If not, we live and learn.
Animal. I got you, man.
If not, make adjustments as you're going. You know, just try to stay positive and something negative happens. I mean, it's just we can't control a lot of the things around us. We just can try to control ourselves and try to adapt. Mm-hmm. I mean, be positive. Sometimes it gets frustrating. Don't believe me. We've all had our ups and downs and stuff like that. But just got to, you know, just look at it the bright side and try to see the best outcome out of it. You know, just, you know, but it's had its difficulties and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. You're going to have your stumbles along the way. Of course.
Yeah.
But
so far, everybody's, received it with open arms anywhere that I've been. And I said, I try to, you know, win you over anybody that I can, because, you know, it just doesn't serve any good, you know, for being that bad guy.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's just trying to do the right thing at the end of the day. And even when no one's watching, you know, you always try to do the right thing. And that's what I live on, you know, do the right thing, even when no one's watching.
There you go. And that's what it's all about, man. I mean, it's not as far as like standing up for yourself. It's pushing yourself to the limits, man. If you really want to reach a goal, you have to have, como dice el mexicano, los ganas de hacerlo. You got to get there. You have the motivation to get there. Motivation, not that kind of motivation, but motivation to get there. You know, you have to push yourself.
You've hurt my motivation, right? Chingale, porque nadie más le va a chingar por ustedes.
Exactly. That's my motivation. I've heard so many scenarios, man, that I've seen through the past where people get a great start the first 4 months, and then all of a sudden it just dies down. And it goes, well, what happened? Bro, you gotta go out there and get it. You gotta network. You gotta throw your name out there. You gotta push yourself. You gotta constantly be moving, move. You can't sit still. I mean, it's always been a saying where you say, why can't I win the lottery? Bro, are you playing? Are you buying a ticket? Because no one's gonna buy you the ticket. You gotta go get it yourself. You got to play your numbers.
Wasn't it 2 weeks ago over $1 billion or something like that?
A guy from, where's he?
Cali.
Cali?
I love it. Mine, I think.
$800 million, well, cash out. Cash.
Someone just hit $1 million in Bronzeville.
Wonder Man of Valentina. Would you like to sponsor? Would you like to sponsor? Quiero Juan in the podcast.
Yeah.
And I got Jose Antonio Perez saying, hey, guys. Hi, Milo. Hi, Alex. From Bertha's Toy store the best kettle corn. Hell yeah.
What's up, man? Really, really humble people right there, man. They have a toy store.
Ooh,
they sell all sorts, mobile toy store, actually. And they sell all sorts of little, those little toys that everybody's, all the kids are buying and stuff. And he bought a trailer, wrapped it up. And it's just like a little mobile
toy store.
There, he's at the markets. Him and brought the, bien linda gente.
Jose Antonio Perez.
Yeah.
That's his name?
Bertha's Toys.
We're going to have to get you on the pod, man. I want to see. You got Ninja Turtles?
Dude, he's got all sorts of, and I think he goes to the, those Comic-Con things.
Oh, bro.
He's got all those sorts of.
Papacito. Vente. Vente.
Yeah. I would love to have an interesting guy to talk to, too. He's got some nice toys and stuff like that.
Yeah, I love watching these young collectors, man, that they have. I met a buddy of mine. There's a buddy of mine who he collects so much stuff, dude. It freaks me out. His wall is his shelves on his wall are filled with memorabilia of toys. And I'm talking about anime. I'm talking about manga. I'm talking about anything you can even think of from Demon Slayer to One Punch Man to just to name a few Chainsaw Man. He has these large toys. I would say figurines or models or whatever you want to call them on the wall, and I freak out every time. He's getting one, like almost one every week, and I ask him, bro, how much are those? He goes, if I tell you, I have to kill you. But beautiful, man, beautiful. And just recently this Christmas I got my son actually a large figurine for his room. It was from My Hero Academia. Got it for a real good price, and he loves it. And he's like, Dad, I want more of those. I'm like, bro, man, those bad boys are expensive. Like, I got it at a real good price. You know, shout out to Ramsey over here at Kaboom Comics. He had a big sale going on. But, yeah, man, I mean, to have somebody from a Toys R Us coming to our podcast, that'd be pretty cool to have, especially comic book readers and so on and so forth, these collectible stuff. You know, I'm all about the small business, man, you know, helping these young people, young entrepreneurs trying to make their business big. That's what it's all about, helping each other out, just support
each other out, you know, encourage each other, because there's some days that it'll be rough and stuff like that. But that's, you know, your fellow vendors, man. That's how you know, encourage each other, you know, and help them out. If you can drive them business their way, why not?
Right.
I try to do that every time, you know, hey, go see so-and-so or for this or that, So we know a whole bunch of little vendors, you know, they're not little. They're all, you know, good vendors and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I hear you, man. That's good. That's good to know that, that's not only you're doing your shop thing here, your market, but you also have time to help your fellow entrepreneur to push themselves also to get.
Because those are the ones that help me, you know. Exactly. What I mean, it's just gotta return the favor.
Exactly, I hear you. Totally hear you. We are 1 hour and 7 minutes into the podcast. Wow.
Oh my goodness.
How having fun and eating popcorn, bro? And that's because I'm not eating.
Hey, are you saving a bag for my friend?
I ain't saying shit.
Hey, a ver si para la otra le traemos.
You ain't bringing
shit. Hey, he's going to find empty bags, right? That's all he's going to find.
He's going to get something, I'll tell you that. But first things first, I want to say thank you, first of all, for coming
on the podcast. Thank you, appreciate it.
Once again, with your great product, man. I can't wait. I'm waiting for that sweet and sour, man. I'm waiting for that. It's coming soon. It's coming. I know it's gotta come.
It's sweet and sour.
It's sweet and chewy. Sour. Chewy new podcast popcorn.
You
want sour?
Chewy, sweet and salty.
Oh,
we'll get it made.
Yeah. I can't wait for that one. But anyways, guys, thank you once again for coming out, having fun with. And on top of the house, guys, you know, since we, like you said, you gotta help promote each other. I got two caps right here that I've been saving for our first time guests. For the first episode of season 6, these are yours. I'll give them to you right now. Hold on 1 second. Thank you so much. Here you go. Yeah, put
awesome,
that on.
Awesome. There you go. Check it out, guys.
Have those beautiful caps there. They're old. If you touch them, bro, it reminds you when you were a kid, when you used to play baseball. It's that nice little thick foam in front. No, hombre, watch out. Mira. No, hombre, caiga. Be quiet. Shut up. No, hombre. Right. American banner. You know. No, me papá.
Era de aquí.
It belong on that cabeza.
That's because you have a big head.
Vámonos, chico.
Truck driver.
Párale. Black eyes. once again, guys, thank you so much for coming out and having fun with me today, man. Unfortunately, Chu wasn't able to come out here and enjoy the festivities with us. Chu, hope you're feeling better, brother. I know the cold really gets to your joints and stuff like that, and I know it's kind of tough for you to head out here. It's all good, man. We're all praying for you. Hope you feel better for next week. Have you come back? Unfortunately, it's not popcorn. But thank you once again, guys. I appreciate you guys.
It's an honor. Thank you so much.
Next week, Thursday, Alfresco. They will be out in the market selling all this good stuff, man. Do not miss out. I think Fresco starts at 6.
It starts at 6, and it's the last one of the season.
So we got one more in February.
Nope, that's it.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, they're done.
The last one. They're done for the year.
Holy moly.
Yes, sir.
Guys, you don't want to miss this one, guys. You don't want to miss
this one. The last overall for this year.
Head out here, South Texas Boulevard in Wisco, Texas, right next to this beautiful building that we have here. And inside, you'll find a little studio over at the Via Cortez, right along South Texas Boulevard. Enjoy all the festivities, food, vendors, live music, performances. Hopefully, the weather is better than it is today. Hopefully, it's now the cold here is going to go away, so hopefully it kind of stays kind of cool. If it is, you're going to have a great time. And even if it's hot, come out and support your local businesses, your local everything that has to do with the 956. Come out here and enjoy yourself. All the great facilities. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for all this extra crunchy and extra fun, like it says in your bag, man. And one more last time, they put that bad boy here on screen. If you guys, you want to reach out to these guys, there's a QR code. Proud sponsors of the Chewing New Podcast. Head out there, make your order, place your order. Place your order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, place your order. But it'll get you going. Don't forget, guys, if you are interested in the merch that we have, if you are a subscriber, half price on the caps, half price on the blankets. Only for the subscribers, they will know the half price for it. Unfortunately, if you're not a subscriber, you're paying full price, and I'll put the full price later on this week so you can see what we're looking at. But other than that, guys, like I said, thank you so much for coming out. God bless you, man, and hopefully nothing but golden trails until we're going. And who knows, next time we see them, they'll be in HEB's aisles, man.
That'd be nice.
He'll probably be there every day. Buy my stuff. You gotta buy my stuff. Buy it. Get that one. Jimmy's, get that Jimmy's out here.
Take this one. Take this one.
All around back. Está vivo el vato. Cómprate nuevo, bro. Thank you so much, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast. Episode 1, season 6, episode number 227. Jesus. Oh, God. By the way, before we sign off the air, our hearts and our prayers go out to Cali. Everybody is going through that fire right now. Jesus, may God guide you out of that, man. It's horrible out there. The rescue, first responders, please be careful, man. They're brave souls going out there trying to get everybody out of their houses and trying to lean way out of that horrible predicament they're in. Hopefully it dies down soon, man. There's a lot of destruction out there, and my hearts and prayers go out to you guys. Also to the Carter, but Jimmy Carter, 100 years. I was reading up on this. 100 years, man. He lived to be 100. Thinking about that, I'm 49. I'm turning 50 this year. Wow. To live 1924 is the year he was born. And to live 100 years, that's an accomplishment in life. And if I get to live to 100 years, that'd be great. Hell, I'll probably be doing podcasts. You'll probably see me die right here on camera doing 100. yeah, then I'll be famous. But no, our hearts go to the Carter family. And my heart goes to the United States of America for the new president that's coming into to the new office now. All we can do is may God watch over us. May God bless America. And hopefully everything comes out good in the end. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week. Tuesday, we got water coming in with a couple of extra guests that are coming with the producer and with some other gentlemen. Tune in next week at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday night. We won't be on Thursday because Fresco is going to be going on. And boy, does it get packed. So if it being the last, what Milo's kind of corn just said, it's going to be jammed up. Don't miss out next week. I'll be on Thursday afternoon from 6 to 9. I'll keep the party going until 10 if you can make it, guys. All I can say is thank you so much. And we will see you next week. Latest, gators. Peace out, guys. Here we go.